The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Praise to you, O Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we've just begun ordinary time. On Monday, our Lord calls Peter, James, John, and Andrew. The next day, the very first thing we hear, he goes into a synagogue, and a man with an unclean spirit recognizes him, and he casts out that demon. He goes across the street to Peter's house, cures his mother. That night, they bring to him all who were possessed, and it said he drove out many demons. Then he leaves there early in the morning, and he goes all through Galilee, and what does it say? He drove out many demons. Now, was this just a really strange time where everybody around was possessed? What is the gospel revealing? Possession has always been rare. Now, it might be in certain places where there's, satanic groups or something, it might be more common. But the reality is, it happens very, very seldom. So if the gospel says our Lord is going all over the place driving out demons, there must be another way other than possession that the evil one can gain a hold of us. And something that I've discovered in recent months is that at the root of every stronghold is a lie. At the root of every sin and all brokenness is a lie. What is the evil one? What is the title that Jesus gives to the evil one? He says he is the father of lies, that every lie has its origin in him. God the Father sends his Son, who is the truth, to scatter the darkness. And so from the very beginning, what did the evil one do with Adam and Eve? He told them a lie, and they bought it, right? God is lying to you. If you eat the fruit of that tree, you will not die. And they believed. My brothers and sisters, every way in which we are held bound, every way in which we are not free, it's because somewhere deep down we have accepted a lie. Some of the most common. God does not really love me. I am not lovable. God is not good. He does not want what is best for me. I can't trust him with all my heart. I have to do this on my own. I'm too broken to be healed. And on and on and on. When we receive the Eucharist, the fullness of truth and the fullness of light floods our souls, and we will be shown more and more clearly those lies that we need to renounce and not give in to anymore. Because every time one of those lies is told to us and we accept it, even for just a moment, we give in a little bit more. And our Lord came to set us free, but we have to do our work. And our Lord is giving us the grace, but we must learn to discern, okay, where is that voice coming from? And not give into it anymore when it's not the truth. I close with this story in my current spiritual reading. A lady shared her story. She went to an unbound conference. And from the time she was a little girl, she remembers people saying to her parents, "Your daughter is so shy. Why doesn't she ever talk?" And from the time she was young, she didn't understand why was she like this. And the more people said that, the more it just kind of affirmed that she was different. And the more she grew, the more she just started to think, gosh, I'm weird. I'm not accepted. And she felt rejection, and that rejection led her to act out as she got older. So she goes to one of these conferences, and the priest sits down with her and says, okay, let's renounce all of that. The rejection, the shyness, not being accepted. And she didn't feel free, and she said, Father, there must be something more, but I don't understand. This is what I've always struggled with. Why am I like this? And he said, okay, let's call on the Holy Spirit and ask Him to reveal to you. So they began to pray to the Holy Spirit. She says, Father, I see myself as a baby in my mother's arms. I was the fifth of five children born in 6 years. I can't imagine how hard that was for my mom. And the image I have is of her crying, filled with such sorrow and heaviness. Father, from the time I was a baby, I didn't feel wanted. I think I felt that even from being within my mother's womb. He said, can you renounce that lie that you are not wanted? It was the beginning of her transformation. That woman now travels to share that story all over the country to help people to be set free from those lies that they've embraced that hold them bound. We ask our Lord to uncover any lies that we hold on to and that we give into without even realizing it.